Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Ravens lose 38-30 to the Detroit Lions. They'll get to work tomorrow as they get ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our buddy Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan. Covers the O's as well and joins us now. And Cordell, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So you've had some time to kind of ruminate on last night. What is your major takeaway from what we saw?
Whew, major takeaway.
That the defense is broken?
Nnamdi Madubuike is the second most important player on this roster?
We could start on that side. I'm fine with starting on the defensive side. I mean, they can't stop anything. They gave up two 96-plus yard drives at home last night, one of them in only seven plays. The Lions averaged 6.5 yards a play. They were incredible on third downs in the first half. The second half, the Ravens defense was better on third downs, but you can't get them off the field in the crucial fourth down situations. Situationally, they were bad. Obviously, zero sacks tells the story, but not much pressure on Jared Goff last night. Not much pressure on that Lions coaching staff to change up their game plan at all. I mean, how many adjustments did the Lions offense really have to make last night? I would imagine not many, because everything was on schedule. They were able to stay balanced. But even on the flip side, I don't give this offense a pass. Obviously, Henry's fumbles are an issue right now. I think Detroit did a really good job at the line of scrimmage disguising who the spy was going to be. They played with Lamar's eyes a lot, and it caused him to hold the ball much longer than he needed to. And he's taken seven sacks. I mean, Lamar taking seven sacks? Come on. That's ridiculous. But even as bad as the game was going and as bad as the defense played, Derrick Henry fumbles. The defense holds him to a field goal, keeps it a one-possession game. There were multiple chances that the offense had to still kind of resurrect themselves last night, and it just didn't happen. That's the issue for me, is that as a team, They didn't play like they were ready to win last night.
Well, going back to the defensive side of the ball, Cordell, I guess my question is, what is the move this year? Because this defense was horrible the first 10 weeks of the season. Then they were able to right the ship. Kyle Hamilton playing more deep safety. Marcus Williams, Eddie Jackson, they were gone. And you inserted our Darius Washington. Like, what is the move this year, whether that's schematic or personnel?
Chuck Pagano take over play calling?
What could it be?
I mean, I think they're almost out of options at this point. How many veteran coaches can you bring in? How many more? I mean, Zach Orr, in this first year and some change as the defensive coordinator, how many of these veteran coaches have they added on the fly? I don't know how much more there is to do. Like last year, Marcus Williams was kind of the pinata, and everybody was able to kind of point him out. Eddie Jackson too, but who are you really going to point out now? Sure, last night I'll buy that Matabike and Van Noy missing played a role, but I still watch these guys in, against Buffalo week one when they were both out there and they couldn't stop Josh Allen either. Mm-mm. So, I mean, I don't know if there are many moves to make that are going to drastically change the outcomes that we're seeing on this defense. They just flat out have to be better. And I'm going to say this, everybody that's throwing tomatoes at Orr needs to throw those same tomatoes at Harbs, because he's the one that put him in this spot. He hired him. He gave him this role. He gave him the responsibility. He stuck his neck out for him. And to this point, it hasn't worked. So they're tied at the hip, in my opinion. That falls on Harbs' plate.
Let's throw some more tomatoes. What about throwing tomatoes at the guy with shades? Oh, no. I thought it was of gold. What about throwing tomatoes at the guy who wears his sunglasses at night? Now, he appreciates pass rush more than anybody. He don't want to pay for it. He's not very good at drafting it. There was a bunch of pass rush on the street. They didn't want anything to do with a reunion with Clowney or Zadarius or Judon. Like, what if they just don't have winners up front outside of Matabike? If he's the one special one, and maybe he's played his last snap, and there was a generational D-tackle draft. In every round, Bobby D said they're starting D tackles, and they wait till the very end and take one who don't look like the others. Like, how much of a role does that play in this?
I mean, this pass rush has been something that they have neglected for years, it feels like, at this point. They've gone off getting some of these value picks like a Jabo, like a Dafe Owe, like a Deesa Isaac, even Mike Green this year. And there's still time for Mike Green to turn around. Sure. But to this point, it is disappointing that he hasn't at least flashed at all. I mean, at all, honestly. He's had a couple of pressures here and there, but he hasn't impacted the game really to this point. And again, it's still early. It's only going into week four, so it's still time for him. But these other guys, I feel like you almost know what you have. I mean, what is Adafe Owe going to show us that we don't already know about him?
Yeah, he is who he is.
And they've kind of had this Band-Aid as a team to where they have been able to rack up sacks as a team, and they've been able to point to that as, you know, we are amongst the league leaders at getting to the quarterback, but some of the underlying metrics don't support the sustainability of that. And when you're watching it now, it's showing. So, yeah, I do think it's kind of catching up to them a little bit that they haven't invested premium capital at a premium position in this day and age. They have one of the more elusive quarterbacks in NFL history, and that's the way the league has gone. So the fact that they have chosen to neglect pass rusher the way that they have is surprising to me.
We're talking with Cordell Woodland. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. So let's look ahead, because the work week starts tomorrow. They get ready for the Chiefs. It's a wild one because the loser goes to 1-3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, and I mean, how can I sit here with a straight face and say I think the Ravens are going to go in there and beat them? I mean, what have I seen to this point or anybody for that matter, what has any of us seen to have us think that they're going to go in there and beat a Chiefs team that has shown that they can win games without playing their best ball? The Ravens haven't. The Ravens have shown that when they run you off the field in the first half, yeah, you know, they can be a team that really embarrasses you at times, but the Ravens haven't shown that they can slug it out and sneak one out on the back end, especially against good teams and especially on the road. So if they're not going to go out to Kansas City and just blow them out, yeah, without a doubt, I think they're going to lose this game. And there are going to be big question marks that they'll have leaving Arrowhead. I mean, it's not Arrowhead anymore, but it only gets worse. It only gets worse for them right now. And that's the way that we talked about this all season when the schedule came out. Up until that bye week, I mean, it's kind of a gauntlet for them. So to start off 1-3 for a team that had, I mean, they were the betting favorites coming into the league to win the Super Bowl. I'm sure those odds have changed. I don't know what they are now. But no doubt 1-3 would be a major disappointment through the first quarter of the season.
Do you ever wear sunglasses at night? You could pull it off.
I could pull it off. I will agree with that one. Yes. But I don't.
You choose not to?
I don't wear. Yeah, I choose not to. I got to pick my spots when it comes to being cool.
Yeah, somebody else should probably pick their spots.
Don't masquerade with a guy in shades. Cordell, you and Beltway Ben Friday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday, so we'll try to finish off whatever's left, whatever crumbs are left of this game, and start to look ahead to that Chiefs matchup. And by that point, the Orioles would have played their last game here at home for this season. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you ask a lot of the people that were in my mentions on Twitter yesterday, at least 30% of them blamed the Orioles for that loss last night.
Interesting. Yeah, because they were there.
I'd give Mangelino a little blame. I can concoct a case why Mangelino's part of the problem.
Cordell, you didn't vote.
Tell you what they meant.
Yeah, you didn't vote for Dylan Carlson for MVO, did you?
No, that was not me.
Tony Mangelino?
That was not me. I didn't vote for Mangelino either.
That's
no,
jankier that, than that the NFL MVP voting. Yeah, what's going on over there?
There's a pretzel twister.
That was a head scratcher right there. I mean,
Ramon Laureano, he should have probably taken home the hardware.
Well, they'd like, still be on the roster.
Right? What's the? I mean, come on, Dylan Carlson.
If I had known that this is what we were doing, I would have put Laureano and O'Hearn.
Go subversive.
Back,
go subversive next time.
I would have.
Yeah. Rain Thanks, on the parade. They rain on mine.
We'll chat next week.
I like good baseball. I don't get to watch
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
We'll come back at the text of the day. Preview to Marshall and get you ready for BBT. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter, they're Pickles. They start at 5:30 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.